I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. This week marks the fourth anniversary of Egypt's revolution. Initially, it was unifying. Then the Muslim Brotherhood took over, only to be ousted by General Sisi, who's now the president. The anniversary's been marred by bombings and church burnings. International Needs Egypt Director Brother Nathan says, while there's great insecurity, the church is growing.
Many Muslim people, they discovered the reality of Islam, and thousands of them, they turned to Christ. We have many Muslim people now, they're attending churches.
A jobs training program is in the works to help it grow even more. Stay tuned. Elsewhere, Americans fill enough storage space with their stuff to cover Manhattan three times over, and it costs about $24 billion to do it. How about you start regifting your blessings to further God's kingdom? Pioneers USA is now accepting non-cash gifts like electronics, jewelry, and unused gift cards. They're cashing them in to support their missionaries who work among unreached people groups. Give your gift through a link at our website. And would you expect Bible translators to rappel down cliffs or go whitewater rafting? By having teams compete in the Race to 2025 challenge, Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is showing people the life of a translator isn't always sitting behind a desk. Chris Russell is the director of Wycliffe's programs team.
What we're trying to do with the Race to 2025 is simulate what it would be like to go on a language survey by hiking through the woods where the race is being held and setting up various challenges that Wycliffe workers could possibly face.
Get more information at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you the story. God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.